George Conway, Trump White House Staff Work for a Rapist. By Joshua Kaplan on August 20, 2019. Attorney George Conway, the husband of White House aide Kellyanne Conway, is now accusing staffers of President Donald Trump of working for a rapist. On Tuesday, Conway replied to a tweet by Never Trump pundit Bill Kristol, who posted a Washington Examiner report stating Anthony Scaramucci was abusive to staff during his 11-day stint as White House Communications Director, writing, "I love how these people who work for a rapist have no compunction about making accusations of abuse by someone who criticizes the rapist." Of the report, Kristol accused the White House communications staff of detailing Scaramucci's derisive behavior while the department's chief because the president senses that a high-profile defector who's willing to say he was wrong and who can fight back when attacked is particularly dangerous. Conway, who was reportedly once under consideration for a senior role under the Trump Department of Justice, has repeatedly accused the president of suffering from mental illness, even going as far as to suggest he be admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The Never Trump movement, though small in numbers and stature, is once again making headlines with reports stating members are planning to block President Trump from the Republican nomination in 2020. According to CNBC, Scaramucci and Kristol have discussed potential ways to remove the president from the 2020 GOP ticket, though the founder of the defunct Weekly Standard claims nothing yet is concrete. "Have chatted with him, but working with him would be an exaggeration," Kristol said of his talks with the Mooch. Meanwhile, Scaramucci has spent the last 10 days attacking President Trump on Twitter and in cable news interviews. Last Monday, the investor told CNN's Newsday that the president was inciting hate against the squad and implied he was in mental decline. "He goes after individuals as the president of the United States on his Twitter account. Okay? Which incites hate, which incites death threats. I mean, at some point I think the people in my party will have to look at all this, stop being anesthetized to it," Scaramucci said. "I think that's pretty obvious from over the weekend. The guy's actually dissembling a little bit and sounding more and more nonsensical. And, you know, we're sort of anesthetized to it, and many say just let him act like that. But you're fracturing the institutions and all of the things that the country stands for," he added.